Hi, I'm Lauren Groveman with a life coaching question. When you goof, are you embarrassed or ashamed? There's a difference. You know, times when you make a mistake. Maybe it's just after you say something that you realize was heard differently than you intended. Or when you try hard at something when others are watching and you feel you fall short of perceived expectations. Oh, and what about when you haven't seen someone in a long time and to you, they look so much younger, so much better, so much more fit than you? All of those scenarios and many others are times to choose to do all you can to breathe, to smile, and then to just let it go. That's right, let it go. There is not a person alive that hasn't experienced embarrassment. Granted, some more than others, but you know, those other people, those that seem to have it all together, they have something else to deal with. What I want you to know is that if those moments of embarrassment, if they make you want to run away, you know, to want to hide the evidence, that's when the feeling of embarrassment morphs into shame, something that's suddenly allowed to chip away at our core, at our self-worth, and that's when embarrassment becomes something much more consequential. The truth is that being ashamed of your more human moments is usually much more about self-disappointment than about the expectation of others. It's when old historic wounds resurface. So when you want to run away from a scene that triggered a feeling of shame, know that it's usually your expectations that need to be examined, not those of others. Being embarrassed is human. Being ashamed is wanting to alleviate the feeling of self-disappointment. I'm Lauren Groveman, and I hope you'll read my take on what I believe disappointment really is and how to use it to help us grow. You're at laurengroveman.com.